All right, we enjoy him. I love talking baseball with this man, and that is Jose Mota. Jose, how are you today?
We are doing well, thankfully, as we ride the wave of the many events we've been surrounded by lately, and nothing better to culminate that than what we saw last night. It was an unbelievable event to witness and to be a part of.
Well, just to bring people up to date, and Jose, we appreciate you taking the time, and we heard Victor's call there of at the end of the no-hitter, a combined no-hitter, number one. Number two, it was a night to honor the memory of Tyler Skaggs and the pregame festivities and then the game itself and all the coincidences of numbers last night. And just tell us a little bit of your thoughts about all that.
Well, beginning with the fact that I lost a very good friend, a kid that I've loved since he got drafted. He got to know him very well, got to know the family very well, Mom, Debbie, wife Carly, and just, you know, last night, coming back after the wave of emotions on the road and having lost Tyler in Texas and then going from Arlington to Houston, but then the All-Star break and your emotions just keep flowing. But yesterday was superb, and in our painful joy, first of all, to get back to the Big A, Tyler grew up an Angels fan, wanted to pitch for the Angels. I mean, he was living his dream. And to see what happened last night, I mean, regardless of your beliefs, anybody listening, there is some divine order to what happened last night. There is a certain presence that was felt by everybody in that ballpark, especially by his teammates. And there's no doubt in my mind that your spiritual side comes alive a little bit more when you see things like that. You get a jolt because of what he meant to the organization, to us, to the fans. And what we saw last night from his teammates was truly unbelievable.
Amazing. And you were part of it, and you describe it so beautifully. And I think just reading the stories for me or seeing a little bit of on TV, you're right. There is something spiritual that happens, that it happened at the ballpark for all the people there and for you and the teammates and everyone else. But the pregame ceremony of his mother coming out and throwing a first pitch and a perfect strike. And then all of a sudden, the first inning, and I want to talk about Mike Trout a little bit, but then the first inning, the Angels unload.
Yes, we consider everything going on, and, you know, Trout and Skaggsy were so close. He and Skaggs go back to rooming back in A-ball, and before that, and signing on the same day next to each other and autographing that or signature in that contract. So their history goes way back. I mean, this is deeply rooted in two Angels prospects, two high first picks, guys that the Angels are counting on to be the foundation of the organization. Skaggs' story is a little bit more unique because he was actually traded by the Angels to the Diamondbacks and made his major league debut as a D-back before coming back to the Angels. And, I mean, just put it all together last night to see Debbie take the mound, it was going to be a surprise for everybody. But right before that, to me, the most special moment was when she ran that dugout, Marty, in hugs and kisses and tears. It was like guys stopped, forgot that there was a game, and just watched her. Because you know what? Throughout this whole episode, she has been a source of strength to all of us on the way she's handled it and the way she's referred to Tyler and how much she wants that spirit alive. And she goes out there, hey, softball coach, former player, and just courages up and throws a dandy of a pitch, which is, to me, we had our eighth inning postgame tease. I said, well, if anybody set the tone for where this game's going, it was that first pitch. That was courageous, admirable, and I applaud her for what she did because that was it took a lot of guts in front of 43,000 people.
Wow. Boy, Jose Mota with us, of course, one of the voices of the Angels. And if the story stopped here, that would be enough. But the story doesn't. The story's just getting going. And I was thinking about this, Jose. And, of course, you see Trout all the time. We don't. And I was trying to think of signature moments of Mike Trout. And I think last night, Trout with a couple of doubles, six RBIs, a home run in the first inning, and his dear friend Tyler Skaggs, and how he spearheaded everything. I think Mike Trout sort of had his moment last night to get on sort of, and I know he's a great player, MVP and everything else, but last night he transcended that and he got on the national screen last night, I felt.
Oh, there's no doubt. I agree with you 100%. And it's just, you know, we get to see it all the time. Mike Trout rises to the occasion in so many different ways and to many different levels. Just when you think there's not another uptick in level, he finds it. And he has been the face throughout this whole ordeal. He has been the voice throughout the whole ordeal. But he's also been the player throughout the whole ordeal. This is back to the series in Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, when he's playing with a heavy heart and he's surrounded by teammates, I mean, he says first at bat, when his name got announced in Texas that Tuesday, he goes, Tyler. And then he goes, as the emotions wore off, you don't forget. But he also knew that his responsibility was to Tyler and to go out there and play the game the right way. And before you know it, he's exploding, hitting home runs, RBIs, running the bases, playing defense. But last night was even more special because it was that moment of wearing number 45, everybody. The stadium's alive. There's this aura of anticipation from the fans as to how is this team going to react. But, man, that first inning did it all against the Mariners, Mike Leake. And, you know, beyond scouting reports and all that, these guys, you know, bring his memory in the best way possible.
Yeah, he stood, for me, he stood up as a man last night and took charge of everybody last night, which was huge. All right, Jose Mota with us. And, Jose, we appreciate the time. All right, so the story, if it stopped there, it would be enough, but it doesn't stop there. It's a combined no-hitter. Right. How about that?
Oh, that was unbelievable. When you think about, you know, the concept of the opener, what were the chances that this was going to happen when there's an opener? Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, the new normal throughout baseball, and here with the Angels with certain guys on the mound, is that guys cannot get through the order a third time, so they've accommodated the pitching alignment to make sure that happened or doesn't happen. And as the game's progressing last night, somebody came to the booth and as I'm getting ready for the post game, and they're like, huh, you think this will happen? I go, well, if we base it on stuff, you know, when you see a no-hitter, you're going, man, this guy's stuff is electric. This guy's stuff is unhittable. You see the swings and misses. I go, in terms of stuff, probably not. But I go, tonight, it's going to be about more than that. And if it happens, trust me, it's because there's something else driving this whole entire scenario. And there was. It was magical. And to see Felix Pena, who was a guy that the Angels always use an opener for, Taylor Cole going two innings, Pena just firing away, swings and misses, getting ground balls, a couple of great plays, including one by the young third baseman, Matt Theis.
Tremendous.
There's a ball hit to there's a ball hit to short right center field, which, you know, at this point you kind of see as normal, but, well, short right center, short right field, who was there? The second baseman making a play, 4-3. The ball hit by Vogelbach. And you just figure all these things are lining up well. I mean, just down to the last play, Renjifo comes into the game late, gets in front of that ground ball, hits his chest, picks it up, and throws the out, and, I mean, this place erupted like I had never seen before under the circumstances.
What a great story. Jose, great story. I'm so glad you had the time to come on with us and share it. For those who didn't see it, go to MLB, look at the highlights, listen to the calls and everything else. It was a very, very, very special night, and I'm glad that you could describe it and that you could be there. And it's just one of those moments. There's even more coincidences that we could talk about of numbers and things like that, but this is what baseball's all about, and it takes your heart, and baseball is that sport like no other, that it just takes your heart away from time to time.
Yes it does. And now one more thing, Marty, is David Skaggs, his mother, as I mentioned, a good friend, she made it a point to continue tradition that we've had when Tyler was pitching, and she came by the into the ballpark. She always stopped by our TV set. It's outside the main entrance, and gave me a scouting report. Hey, Jose, he needs to do this and this and this today. She was always the pitching coach. She was always a hitting coach. She's a well-known personality in, you know, Santa Monica, in that area, that section for high school girls, and she's a great example. She came by yesterday around the eighth inning and said, I just need to give you a hug. and thank you for everything you've done for my son. I'm like, I need the hug from you because you have been our source, inspiration. And that is a friendship that's going to last the rest of my life. And I really feel honored, blessed, and fortunate to have found it. And the very best of the family and everything that they've gone through, because it doesn't compare. What they're going through does not compare to anything else that we might be experiencing ourselves.
That's right. Honoring the memory of her son, Tyler Skaggs, and your friend and teammate. Wow, what a story. I hope it propels the Angels. I hope it propels them to do even greater things and have a real story. Very good. Great, Jose. Really, and I appreciate you coming on.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right, that is Jose Mota. What a story. What a story. And there's more to the story, but that was the essence of it, honoring the memory of Tyler Skaggs. And wow, if you didn't follow the story, if you didn't see it on TV, if you didn't read about it, please take some time to read about it. I don't know what your religious beliefs are or what you believe in the world or whatever it is, but last night you have to pause and think something was happening. All right, more coming up right after this.